good morning, you. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Ooh, what a great way to start the week. 73 right now and sunshine. Beautiful, beautiful day. And I've been mentioning this a couple of times already this morning. Get this on your calendar. Wilkins Soil and Water Conservation District's demonstration site field day. Now, that is a month, 1 month from today, July 14th. Going to go on from 9:30 until 2. Kim Melton, Don Byumpa in. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
I'm wound up about that. I'm excited. I'm going to be out there that day. We're going to have all kinds of fun with this. Plus, people aren't careful. They're going to learn some things. So I'm going to open it up to the two of you. What can we expect from this field day coming up?
This is going to be very informational for any local farmer or anyone in the valley that is doing any tillage experiments with our clay soils. This site is really emphasizing on the tillage treatments incorporating with cover crop. And so we're going to look at what it does to the soil over a period of 5 years. And so this is year one. And so this is data that we're collecting from last fall to now, and we're going to be sharing what we're learning from this soil as we implement these practices over a course of 5 years. So every July we are going to host a field day, and that'll always show us what we're finding for trends or what the soil is doing. And we've got some awesome speakers lined up. We've got NRCS is coming, and they're going to be telling you all about what the soils are doing, the chemical, physical, and biological activity that's going on in the soil. We've got Yaba Kirschgaard coming from the Minnesota Department of Ag, and they'll be hitting in on the water infiltration, the amount of moisture in the soil per treatment, what it's doing. We've got Vance Johnson, our farmer or operator, that is going to be sharing on the economics of it. And so I feel like this is very well-rounded, and we're showing everything. We're an open book. We're not going to hold anything back. We're going to tell you if it's going good, if it's going bad. Like, do this or do not do this. And so this is going to be a fun day, and we are very excited as well.
Sounds very comprehensive. Where did this idea come from? Where did you come up with this?
We get a lot of feedback from farmers that, you know, when I'm sitting in the shop with them and they're in my office and they say, you know, yep, that works in southern Minnesota and that works out in North Dakota and that works in central Minnesota, but that's not going to work here in the valley soils. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it just kind of got me thinking and it kind of sparked in my brain that, you know what, if we want to sell these BMPs and we want this stuff to work, we need something local that's going to show people exactly what it's going to look like. That's going to help cut out that risk factor that people are worried about. You know what, that my soil can't handle that. It has to be opened up in the fall, and it has to have this done this way. You know, that I've heard some farmers call it, it's their recipe card. They're just very used to, this is the set routine in the fall and the spring. And so, you know, we get 5 tillage passes incorporated, but do we need that? Mm-hmm. Can we let the cover crop work for us in the fall,
right,
as a second or third pass of tillage? Instead, we can take that back. And so, you know, thinking about that and hearing these farmers talk about it, you know, like, we're here to provide services to the farmers and our landowners and help our sustain our natural resources. And so if we can have that cover and prevent the erosion and keep the topsoil in place, you know, that's more productive in the long run for the farmer, and that helps everybody in turn.
Well, and there just seems like there's so many variables with it, too. This is going to provide, I would think, a lot of clarity to people.
For sure. And, you know, to Kim's point, you know, we do know that there are farmers locally here that are dabbling into, and even more than dabbling into, the soil health arena. And we've been out and we've visited with these folks and we've looked at some of their fields, and there's some really great stuff that's going on locally here and in the Red River Basin. And, you know, as Kim said, there's just not... You just really can't have a recipe card to follow for every single field, because each field has its own limitations with regard to natural resources or soils. There's different challenges associated with each one of them. And we can sit down with farmers through the programs and practices that we have to help them identify the kinds of things that make the most sense to address those natural resource related concerns that the producers have.
And again, I'm looking at just what you've got here lined up so far. It looks like this program throughout the day is going to move along pretty quick.
It is. And as Kim mentioned, we've got some great speakers. And the one thing that's really important to me is that we have speakers that have some really great knowledge of the site. These are speakers that are actively engaged in the research itself. And Kim mentioned also that it's a five-year program and that we're going to be an open book with regard to this program. We want to see the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Sure.
For lack of better terminology. And so for that reason, you know, we're looking at every single crop rotation that Vance is going to operate on this farm. So we're not just focusing in on, well, what can we do with cover crops following wheat? You know, we're looking at what can we do with cover crops following corn and soybeans and sugar beets, the whole gamut. So there really isn't anything that we're going to sidestep, so to speak.
Right.
We're going to go forward. We're committed and we're going to learn together and we're going to see some great things happen out there.
Hey, Kim, tell me a little bit about the demonstrations that we're going to be seeing after everybody has lunch and then we move on into demonstrations. What does some of that entail?
Yeah, so we're going to have the NRCS rainfall simulator. And if you haven't seen that, that is a sight to see because that'll just blow your mind. It's so cool how they unleash that rainstorm on the soil, and you can watch it as it infiltrates, as it runs off, and we have these big clear jugs that catch the water, and you can see right there the clarity of the water and the different practices. So the simulator is very popular, and it is just really cool, and it kind of opens your eyes a little bit to what's going on when right. It does rain. We got the wind erosion simulator. We've got the Sew Your Undies, which we bury 100% cotton underwear out there, and it's already been buried,
okay.
And we let the soil do its job, and it should break it down. There shouldn't be anything left of it. And so we have buried four pairs out there, one in each tillage treatment, and then in the CRP ground that is just adjacent to the site. And so we'll see how they compare over the course of the 60 days for the soil RNAs. Otherwise, we have some really cool, simple soil structure tests that people will be able to see in hands-on and be able to complete themselves if they stick around after lunch. So,
right.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun. I feel it's going to go fast, too.
Oh, man.
But it's going to be loaded with great information and a lot of take-home points for our landowners.
Yeah, and the one thing that I really appreciate about having KBMW out at the site is that before the actual demonstration takes place, there'll be an opportunity for the listeners to hear a little bit, you know, directly from each of the people that have been involved, those speakers. And we really do invite you and encourage you to come out and see firsthand what we've got going on out there. Listen to the research results that we're seeing so far in the infancy of the demonstration, as well as partake in the demonstrations themselves, and you know, come and have some lunch and,
right.
and just talk, you know,
right.
rub elbows with other farmers and rub elbows with Vance himself and talk about, you know, and ask your questions, you know, and really, you know, we're as approachable as anybody gets, as you know.
No kidding.
And if we don't know the answer, you know, we're not going to try to BS you. You know, we're going to try to get you connected with somebody that can legitimately help you figure things out. And we've got a great team, as Kim mentioned. We've got awesome sponsors, and we're just super stoked and excited about this particular demonstration.
Boy, so are we here at KBMW. And again, just great information coming out. And I'll say it again, a lot of questions probably going to get answered for a lot of people that day. Listen, we're going to get you two back in here over the course of the next month to talk more about this as it develops and as you get this thing really put together. This is exciting stuff. Don and Kim, thanks so much for stopping in this morning. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks, Bill.
9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Just what they need, living on love.